Go to TMA Electric in Port Huron for all your electrical needs. From service upgrades to LED lighting to a full system check and oil change for your generator, along with preventative maintenance. Call 810-266-1450 or stop by. They're at 2514 Chestnut in Port Huron.
All right, shout out to all the paperback writers and readers out there. This month of March is National Reading Month, and it's not just celebrated in schools. The Port Huron Police Department is marking this National Reading Month as well. Joining us right now from the Port Huron Police Department, Sergeant Doug Decker. Good morning, Doug.
Morning, Paul. Yeah, March is National Reading Month. It's in honor of Dr. Seuss's birthday. He was born March 2nd, 1904, wrote many books, and Reading Month is about how do we motivate people of all age groups, like you said, students and officers and non-sworn personnel at the police department, and retirees looking for something to add to the repertoire. So read every day. Get motivated. Reading has a lot of benefits. Reading's always been important to me. My grandparents and my mother would tell me how, when I was just very small, about 2 years old, would sit with a phone book on my lap and look through it, and it progressed from there. I love reading history books and that, and I think it's important for education. I think it helps you when you get to school, and it helps when you get in your career with professional development. And reading does so many things. It helps with cognitive functions, your memory. It increases your vocabulary, your literacy abilities. Empathy for others. When we read about other people that we'll maybe never meet or places we'll never go, it helps us get a better understanding about the world around us. And, that's an important thing because we might not know a lot about a place and we can read. And with that, you got to discern between things and find out what is reliable and factual based and what isn't. So, but I think it's so important to read. And with that, this was kind of interesting that here at the department, this just kind of happened to fall in March by luck, right? Mm-hmm. That it was National Reading Month. But our February in-service training, we did a block of training on professional and personal development. And with my new role here, the chief is always looking, what are things you can bring to this role to help with training? And I brought something from the Marine Corps with me. And actually, this didn't happen in the Marine Corps till after I left. But General Al Gray, when he was the 29th Commandant, he established what was called the Commandant's Reading List. And his purpose was to develop Marines of all ranks professionally, make them students of their profession, right, and develop them for whatever their role was in the Marine Corps. And I said to the chief, how about a chief's reading list? He picks books that he thinks would be important to help our officers and, again, our non-sworn with their own professional development. As it was, after the February in-service was done, with the help of Officer Hunger, the chief and I made a video to kick off his chief's reading list and made it official this month. And the chief selected some books that are on leadership and teamwork as his first books, and we'll build on this if it works out with everyone here. So we've already had a couple people that have signed books out to read. So that's encouraging to me, right?
Yeah, it's a fantastic idea. I am as guilty as anybody of not reading as much as I would like to because of that stupid device that I carry around all the time. And I get caught in this trap of spending way too long, playing games and looking at social media and realize, hey, I could better be spending this time reading a book. And I think we should all try and endeavor to do that.
And I think you bring up a really good point there, Paul. We have a fast-paced, busy life now, and technology is so advanced. So everything's there. And, I would encourage you, if you don't feel you have time to pick up a book, read an article on your phone. Read an article on the Internet, on the computer. Do things like that. Look at some periodicals. That's a hard one for me because I like to get magazines and subscriptions, but then trying to keep up with them is so difficult.
They pile up, don't they?
Yes, they do. And that's maybe where if you can look at them online. But we are busy, but I think it's important to find some time to read a little bit of something, even if you can't get a book finished. And you can start it and always come back to it. And also for our younger students, here's what's happening recently, and a couple good things. Our school resource officers. Officer Phillips read the book Mr. Pancake and Sir French Toast. It was for the Cleveland Literacy Academy at Cleveland Elementary. And they actually they made a video of her reading the book, and it's geared towards kindergarten through second grade. So she did that. Also down at Cleveland all month, they've been reading about the first responders, firefighters, EMS, and police, right? Mm-hmm. And with that, this Friday, March 26th, in the morning hours, there's going to be a static display of some police vehicles so the officers can get out and visit with the kids that have been reading about these things. And hopefully we'll have a fire truck down there. And that's to let listeners know, too, you know, so if somebody sees the cars down there, there's a reason. And a really big piece of news Officer Phillips shared with me, so I was able to include this today. She and Officer Heisman have received a summer reading program grant, and we want to give a shout-out. It's from the Community Foundation of St. Clair County, the Women's Initiative Committee, in the amount of $2,000. And this grant's going to be able to be used to purchase bulk orders of books. There'll be some events this summer in the city of Port Huron, where the kids, you know, will be able to get books to read. And also Meet and Eat's going to come out, and the kids that are able to participate with that this summer will get a chance. They'll provide meals to them. So really a good thing coming up this summer. And, you know, when you're away from school, it's always good to stay current and read and keep up on that, right?
Absolutely.
Keep your mind working all the time, right?
Yeah. Yeah, that's fantastic. What a nice piece of news, and that's fantastic. The more books you can get into the hands of young people, the better off they're going to be.
Yeah, I absolutely agree. Like I said, I think it's really helped me in life and my career. I enjoy it. Like I said, I'm a big fan of history, but if that bores you, find a different topic. Maybe you like some works of fiction. I remember as a teenager, I liked Stephen King a lot and always really enjoyed his books. And, you know, as time goes by, you find different interests. And whatever your interest is, pick up a book or a magazine on it and get to reading.
There you go. Yeah, and reading month's not over yet. We've still got another week. So you've got time to read, not just during month, but the month of March, but every month. Good stuff, Doug. We really appreciate it.
Thanks, Paul. Appreciate it.
All right. Have a good one. Take care.
Yep. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye now.